Now, let's talk a little bit more about the actual workshop. So, getting connected. So, I have a question for you. What does that mean to you, getting connected? Be open to move. Be open to move, yeah?
To see the world with open eyes.
Great. To connect yourself with people and situations, yeah? Pay attention and be aware. No one thinks about Facebook. Isn't that what Facebook is about? Getting connected. It's a strange way of getting connected, maybe. So you have lots of friends all of a sudden who you never met. When I joined Facebook, it terrified me. I actually joined it and a week later turned it off. And then I came back to it years later, more for professional reasons. So now I have 2,000 friends. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's all I could get so far. Now, it's funny because we can make a lot of fun of the whole thing, but it's a strong force in our cultures now. You think even the like button, I think they stole that idea from me. So, what else do you think about when you think about getting connected?
To meet somebody or something with an open heart.
Educating yourself and learning more, yeah. So everything everyone is saying is absolutely accurate. And some ideas may resonate more with some of you than others. So then I'll ask the question in another way. What are the actual things that we connect to or connect through? So if you think of being more connected to yourself, how would that represent itself? How would you connect more to yourself? If you think of being more connected to others or the world, how does that happen? What do you think? What's the concrete way we could describe being connected to ourselves or to others?
Attention.
Attention, yeah. Actually, that's an important point, attention. Well, the next question would be attention to what?
Aliveness.
Aliveness. Okay, yeah, that's good. So, but now I agree with you 100%. But the question then would be, so where's my liveliness? Can I just create liveliness? Maybe sometimes.
Through contact to others.
So contact to others. And okay, we'll leave that there and we'll keep going. Well, how else would you find yourself getting connected? Yeah? With your inner spirit. So that's actually an important thing. But then what does that mean? Meaning, yeah, okay, so it can mean God, it can mean some kind of spiritual relationship. But for some people, when they hear that, they go, what? How does that happen? Let's see, what else? Are there concrete things that you would connect to help you connect more to yourself?
To go away from the head.
To go away from your thinking mind, you mean? Yeah. Ah, to connect with the ground. You see, that's so far, all the other things are great, but that's the most concrete thing so far. Because to go away from my mind or evoke liveliness or to go to my deeper spirit, if you have that relationship already, you know where to look for it. But is there a relationship that we can all find together? And the ground is actually one of the most significant things that can connect us to get more grounded. Being down to earth is another one. Yeah. So there's something about being connected to the ground or to the earth that resonates. And if it's something that exists in different cultures, then maybe it's something that's more common to all of us as human beings. So, how do you connect to the ground? That's a tricky one. Well, you could say your feet because you're standing on it. By weight. Yeah, but some people are very heavy and don't feel grounded. It's true. right? And some people are very light and they feel very grounded. And so can you say to someone, if they don't feel grounded, gain more weight or jump more so you feel your weight? But actually, when I jump now, I realize I try to make a light feeling when I jump. So we connect to the ground. And one of the ways we connect to the ground, actually one of the ways we move in relation to and against the ground, is through our skeleton. And in fact, our skeleton forms in relation to the compression through in the field of gravity. If I go to stand up out of a chair, I have to move in some way through my skeleton. One of the things we all also do that's not so useful is we overuse our muscles to do that because we don't have a clear understanding of relationship in our skeleton. So how do we find that? We'll do a bunch of that this weekend. Okay? And in fact, it's one of the basic fundamental ideas in the Feldenkrais method is that we use ourselves more skeletally. And funnily enough, if you look at things like spiritual practices, meditation, yoga, other things, in many of them, there's a specific relationship to the use of self that over time actually evokes a more skeletal use of ourself. Now, as I said, this is one of the basic ideas in the Feldenkrais method, and it's how Moshe was able to walk with his bad knees. In fact, when we become more skeletal, our brain is freed up for other activity. If the brain isn't always busy with the muscles working too hard, the brain is free to do other things. Now, I'll talk about one other thing before we start, which is an idea in physiology, and it has a skeletal idea. It's called the kinematic linkage. And it describes the relationship of one joint or bone to the next bone. And it's kind of like a chain link. So, you know, if I have a chain that's made out of links, and I turn one link, when it gets to the limit of the next link, it engages that next link and starts to turn that one. And as we keep turning now two links, it connects to the third and connects that one. And that's one of the ways our skeleton functions. So as I turn my head to one side, if I don't inhibit myself muscularly, I go to the range of where different parts of my spine can go, and then it connects to other parts of my spine. And that eventually connects further down to my pelvis and down to my feet. So it's all connected to this relationship to the ground. And we need to inform ourselves from both sides of it. So let's see if we can find some of that together.